Mad Mabel by Sally Hepworth, read by Hannah Fredrickson and Jenny Seedsman. Content warning. This audiobook touches on mature themes, including child grooming and mental health issues.
For Sash. Prologue. It's interesting to note that there are two groups of people who are rarely, if ever, suspected of murder. These groups are elderly women and little girls. On the whole, when it comes to murder, the stats very much favour the men. The odd woman is thrown into the mix every now and again, but she's inevitably perimenopausal. And having been through the change myself, I certainly understand why. But an elderly woman or little girl committing murder? It's one in a million. I've always liked to think I was special. 1. My name is Elsie Mabel Fitzpatrick, and I'm 81 years old. I want it on the record that I don't look 81. Not because I'm particularly attractive or youthful-looking. On the contrary, I've seen hairless mole rats more attractive. But because, if storybooks are anything to go by, and I for one believe they are, 81-year-olds are frail, bird-like creatures with silver hair who call people dear and go inside the bank to speak to an actual person rather than use the much more convenient ATM. At 6 feet tall, with broad shoulders and a sturdy backbone, no one would ever accuse me of being bird-like, unless the bird in question was an ostrich. My hair is reddish-grey, and I call people dipshit with far more regularity than dear. Most importantly, I adore the ATM. Who wouldn't? I'm 81 years old, and I don't want to spend the precious time I have left in a stuffy air-conditioned room talking to a power-tripping branch manager called Barry through plexiglass. I digress. I've lived on Kenny Lane for close to 60 years. Kenny Lane is a peculiar little cobbled street on the periphery of central Melbourne, made up of the back doors of restaurants and half a dozen single-fronted terrace homes, each adorned with intricately tiled porches and wrought-iron fences in varying states of disrepair. The tiny front gardens tell diverse stories. Mine, meticulously tended with blooming roses, the rest ranging from untamed beauty to sparse weed patches. Parking is limited to a single row along one side, and any non-resident who dares to park their vehicle in these public spots is destined to suffer the wrath of Mrs. Nguyen. I've yet to see a person make this mistake twice. There's the usual assortment of neighbours. Peter Pentargis, also known as Pete the Greek, at number one. Joan Waters, litigious and a real piece of work, at number three. And Roxanne, sex-crazed single mother and her evil seven-year-old spawn Persephone, at number five. On the other side, there's me at number two, old Ishan, my nemesis and his deranged chihuahua Nugget next door at number four, and the new ones, very nice couple so long as you don't utilise the public parking on Kenny Lane, at number six. The houses are close enough together that I could throw a tennis ball back and forth with residents opposite me if I was so inclined, which, needless to say, I am not. In fact, beyond the necessary interactions of neighbours, accusations of stealing space in each other's rubbish bins, lobbing dog droppings over the fence when Nugget does her business in my front garden, and shared complaints about the dreadful postman, Duane, we don't interact at all, which is exactly how I like it. It's a funny little street, to be sure, but it's home to me, the only real home I've ever had. And while I consider myself flexible about a lot of things, I'm not flexible about Kenny Lane. In fact, I'll tell you something for nothing. The only way anyone is going to get me out of this street is in a mahogany box.